It was Australia's worst-kept secret until Wednesday. An emotional Ange Postecoglou announced his resignation as Socceroos coach after months of speculation suggesting his departure was imminent.
After a great deal of thought and soul-searching, I've decided that the journey for me ends as Socceroo coach. As I've said many times, it's been the biggest privilege of my life and probably not the ending I'd envisaged when we started.
Postecoglou leaves a complex legacy and places Australia in a difficult position, with next June's World Cup in Russia looming. It's been 4 years since the Socceroos changed coaches, with Postecoglou replacing German Holger Osik just prior to the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. With the Socceroos not playing another competitive match for at least a few months, the FFA chief executive David Gallop says the governing body will take its time appointing a new manager.
Socceroos have a big gap in the calendar now, and it's important that we get the right person to fill the big shoes. One thing I do know is that the standards that Ange set in training, in sports science, in general preparation of the boys will now always be there. That standard's now been set.
The FFA's options range from current A-League coaches to those from overseas. Foreign coaches have coached the Socceroos at World Cups before, with Gus Hiddink and Pim Verbeek taking the teams to the 2006 and 2010 tournaments respectively. A number of former Socceroos have also been linked with the job, while it's believed the FFA has already held discussions with current Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold. But former Sydney and Adelaide United defender Mark Rudin says Postecoglou's successor should be an Australian.
I'm a little bit over the foreigners, to be honest. I think we've proven now just how many successful coaches we've got. Having heard John Aloisi, Kevin Muscat and Tony Popovich, they all say that they're not ready for the job right now, which leaves pretty much just the one person, that's Graham Arnold. I think it's just a matter of whether Arnie wants it or not right now.
Sydney FC's Milos Ninkovic says he doesn't want to lose his coach.
To be honest, I would like to Arnie stay with us because personally, me, I have an unbelievable relationship with him and he's an unbelievable coach.